This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ugly, beautiful, they're all here. We discuss them. DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen working to figure out what the most important trending story is. And that's always not an argument that we have before we go on the air, but it's always a discussion. What do we think is the most relevant? I don't know that there's anything more. By the way, it's Thursday, the 15th of August, middle of the month. The shootout or shoot-off, whatever it was in Philadelphia, somebody, I don't think there's anything new there, Victoria. The guy who was responsible, the gunman, wounded a couple of police officers, taken into custody, and so now they'll go to court. And it's another one of these crazy things. It happens under crazy circumstances, and everybody's going to try to figure out what's wrong with this person. Yep, okay, well, obviously something by definition is something wrong with them. Yeah. And there are a lot of things that go on. And would you say the same for the person who died in Fresno, California, after a taco eating contest? A competitor named Dana Hutchings collapsed while eating tacos because the stuff he choked on it. Got stuck in his throat. Choked.
It's very easy to choke on lots of different elements of a taco. Oh,
an apple. Well, I mean, you can choke on lots of different things.
But tacos, like, you know, no one has choked, miraculously, no one has choked that we know of from the hot dog eating contest every year. But a taco, there are loose pieces, and if it's in a hard shell, then the shell itself could cut the inside of your throat if you're trying to shove these tacos down. Whoever came up with the taco eating contest, this is at a minor league baseball game, it's really stupid.
And apparently the winner of last year's downed 73 tacos in 8 minutes.
Oh.
So you can I cannot imagine eating 73 tacos or in that amount of time. But yeah, I mean, how are more people not choking?
Yeah. Really dumb.
I don't know. But
really
now I'm
dumb.
Kind of hungry for a taco. So.
Perfect. You were talking before we get started here about that Russian jet that crash landed. This could go on anywhere. It happens. You know, there are sharpshooters at most of the coastal airports. This is one of those things that is not discussed a lot. But at LaGuardia, they have, from dawn until dusk, they have two sharpshooters that are at either end of the runway. And if there are birds around, they start shooting them.
I have flown in and out of LaGuardia my whole life.
You mean heard the shots or heard about what happened?
Heard the shots.
I
don't mean
airport.
People on the plane, obviously.
The plane.
Yeah, but I mean, but other people. Yeah. How
much
is this
noise
kind
is
of
there
a...
in the airport that you go? Most of the airports I go to are pretty damn noisy.
Yeah, I just
hear stuff like that,
know,
and they're at the
weird.
End of the runway. They're not going to be close by. But that started after the U.S. Airjet, after Sully landed in the Hudson. The next day they started shooting birds at the airport there, and they've done it in San Diego for years. They've done it in San Francisco for years. They've started doing it in Logan and Boston, but most of these airports are on the coast.
Right.
Most of the bigger ones, Reagan, they do it. And
how do you not see dead birds everywhere?
I think they managed to dispatch them, you know, for the obvious reason.
Clearly, I have questions about this practice.
Yeah, well, if they go into the water, that's the end of that. Most of them would be, you know, it's again, they're over the water.
Right.
They're just trying to keep.
Yeah, LaGuardia has a very short runway, and it's right over water.
So does Reagan. So here, I mean, but back to what happened to the Russian jet. It hit a flock of seagulls, and crash landed in a cornfield. It was just
you and Iran,
outside the
right?
Moscow. Say what?
I was also singing that in my head.
As soon as you said a flock of seagulls, that was a very big 80s band. So that's why I was thinking of their songs as soon as you said that. Because I've never actually heard anyone use the phrase a flock of seagulls, except with the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Oh, I know this song.
Yeah.
This is a flock of seagulls.
Really? That's the name of the group?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Really crazy hair that looked like origami on top of their heads.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
You can see why they didn't have many other hits besides this song, but I love this song.
Yeah, well, that's a good song. Good pop song. All right, speaking of things that are good, I don't know, this is not... It's good that the women are standing up for their rights and what they deserve, but not particularly good for fans of the women's side of soccer, because it appears the women's team is getting it in the neck again.
Yeah, so the mediation talks that have been going on between U.S. soccer and the women's national soccer team over a gender discrimination lawsuit, essentially they want equal pay, what a concept, the talks fell through Wednesday at late afternoon, and so they said that they indicated that they are far apart and they have no, apparently they couldn't even find any middle ground, and so the spokesperson for the team, Molly Levinson, she said that we entered this week's mediation with representatives of USSF full of hope. Today we must conclude these meetings sorely disappointed in the Federation's determination to perpetuate fundamentally discriminatory workplace conditions and behavior. It is clear that USSF, including its board of directors and president Carlos Cordero, fully intend to continue to compensate women players less than men. They will not succeed. We want all of our fans, sponsors, and peers around the world and women everywhere to know we are undaunted and we eagerly look forward to a jury trial. So they want to take this all the way up, and they said they have no problem going all the way up to federal court with this, and I think they absolutely should. So it's about time.
There'll be people that'll take the information that's out today about CEO pay. Some of the largest corporations is up 1,000% from what it was 10, 15 years ago, so they'll take that kind of stuff and use it, and people trying to beat that drum.
Well, I think when you look at the, you know, just based on the bonus structure alone, when the women made it to the quarterfinals, they got like a third of what the men would have made had they, and the men never have gotten to the quarterfinals. They're awful. And so the men just consistently get these bonuses that are three times the amount that the women get. They also don't have, with their travel conditions, and we've heard very similar things with the women's national hockey team, who also wins gold medals for us, but you know they don't have the same stipend. They don't have the same travel accommodations. They don't stay in nice hotels.
It's hard for them to make the argument. That is, the people in these that run the organizations, a credible argument as to why not to do this. They say, well, they don't get as much of the ratings. Blah blah blah. You know what?
See, their ratings are higher.
Revenue.
Yeah. And they claim that's what they've been falling back on. Oh, well, men generate more revenue. Well, actually prove that. Where are the receipts? Because that's not accurate anymore. So I would love for this to go to a jury trial. Absolutely.
Let's see what happens. Four women who have accused Danny Masterson of raping them and filed a lawsuit. I don't know that much about this guy. I know he belongs
this
to
this was
churches.
A weird story.
Yeah, he's
this
a Scientologist,
was a couple years ago,
right?
Well, they're suing Scientology, too.
Yeah, so
for covering it up.
Yeah, yeah, so he was on That 70s Show. That's who we're talking about, right?
Okay, yeah.
And,
yes.
Yeah, yep. And he's been a member of the Scientology Church for forever, and all of these women had accused him of rape, and then they basically, because they're women who are in the church, right? Mm-hmm. And they made them write these letters. I can't remember. They got like 200 letters from other people within the church defending him. And they basically silenced these other women who accused him. And so what, now they're suing him or suing the Church of Scientology? Both. I haven't read the story, but...
Yeah, both. They're suing them all. Everybody's getting...
Well, he was on that show on Netflix with Ashton Kutcher, The Ranch, and they kicked him off the show. They wrote him off because Ashton had known him from the days of That 70s Show. So they were friends, and I guess when Ashton found out this is what he was accused of, he distanced himself completely from it.
Let's carry a couple of these things. These are stories sometimes we...
That's not the worst thing Scientology has covered up, by the way.
No.
I mean, there are bodies to be found.
The day-to-day of trying to figure out what we talk about, what interests people. It's one of our jobs. We have to try to put our fingers on the hot buttons. One of the stories from yesterday that was a hot button, and I got some feedback on this, and I thought we'd see if there's anything different on Don Lemon, who apparently is officially being sued by the guy that says that he did. So I didn't ever think when we were talking about yesterday that he touched the guy. Did he?
I don't think he did. He didn't touch him.
So how can he sue him for assault if he didn't touch him?
Because he did touch his
I guess
face.
He touched his nose or something.
Yeah, his, like, mustache.
That's what the allegation is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing
as much as I'm not a fan, I mean, I don't have to apologize. I don't like him on television, but I don't get this. I don't see how you make a
yeah, I was thinking this about
moment.
This more yesterday because it's such a bizarre story. And
yeah.
One of the things that I had read in the article that we didn't really mention is that, you know, when this guy who's suing him went up and offered to buy the drink and he was like, no, I'm just trying to hang out with friends, like, no thanks. He specifically mentioned in the article, he's like, I'm not gay, I'm straight, but, like, I was going to buy this guy a drink. It just seems very weird to me. Like, why would you need to
mention that you're straight?
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems very much like a retribution thing. Like, oh,
yeah.
I'm straight. I tried to buy this guy a drink because I'm like,
why'd you try to
a
buy
fan.
Him a drink?
And right. then later he came over and he's gay and he tried to, like, you know, get out, like, he
yeah.
pulled his junk out in front of me and all this other stuff.
Right.
It's just,
no.
And I was, and the language that the lawsuit uses is that this guy was essentially saying he was scarred for life. He's not able to work.
Yeah,
he's not,
sure.
It's like, really? You're a bartender and that's the
sure.
worst thing you've encountered? Because I was a bartender, and I encountered way worse than that. So, but I wasn't scarred for life, and I was still able to work. So I think
maybe,
the whole thing is ridiculous.
Maybe he's related to somebody you know who works in LA radio. You never can tell. All right, let's see here. That's too much of an insider. Todd and Julie Crisley turned themselves in yesterday. They released themselves. I almost said relieved themselves. Released. They put up $100,000 cash to get out of jail, but they're being tried or accused anyway of bank fraud, wire fraud, tax evasion. They're on television and they pretend
Crisley
to like
knows
each
best.
Other.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is for years, and I've only seen bits and pieces of the show, the guy, Todd Crisley, just drives me crazy. I can't watch him. But for years, he had always claimed to be this entrepreneur, and he had all these businesses. And when people started digging in, and I mean like tabloid stuff, you know, Us Weekly or whatever,
yeah.
they could never find any real record of him being this successful business guy. I'm not surprised that there are some forged documents and all kinds of stuff going on. So yeah. this is his time to, you know, pay the piper.
Time to lose weight. Get the most off and keep it off using Calitren, Calotren. Lose the weight safely. Calitren is America's number one choice. This is kind of great. After 20-some-odd years, this family put this formula together. Now they're getting the attention they're due because this works. You'll have weight loss, you sleep better, take four of these capsules before you go to bed, and the collagen, which is the main ingredient in Calitren, goes to work to push the fat out, help you with the muscle department. It really is a fabulous way for you to lose weight. You're getting it on the program, though. This is one thing that I try to explain, that you must get on it and stay on it. So they're going to help you with that. Special this week at toploss.com. Buy three bottles of Calitren, get two bottles free, so that's 5 months and 10% off the whole package, free shipping, the whole deal. Use the DJV code, lose weight, at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sing it. Life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fist got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man and give me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew.
Gotta listen to this song.
At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, peeling stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue.
That's...
Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his
listen
evil
to this
eye.
Song. I was put together.
He was big
song.
And bent and gray and old. And I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How you gonna die?
It's Johnny Cash. It's Throwback Thursday. Top five songs from this week in 1969 in our focus. This one was number five, went to number one from his performances in various prisons around the country. I forget which prison this was. I think this is Folsom, if I'm not mistaken. He sings, so all the guys in the prison loved Johnny Cash and they all knew his songs. So when he performed for them, this is in the prison, they all react. And this song was something, Johnny Cash was already on the map before this song came out because there were just, His songs all had this familiarity to them. You could get into them immediately, and you immediately, the first note, you knew it was Johnny Cash. So anyway, this Ring of Fire, I think, is what started it for me in the mid-60s. The guy had a fantastic, even better than that, way of telling stories with music. So anyway, number five, Boy Named Sue, story of, well, Boy Named Sue. Number four, Jackie to Shannon, fabulous song. Should be Marianne Williamson's theme song.
That's true. That's actually a good idea. She should walk out to this song.
Yep. Do you know this song, Victoria?
Sure. I don't know this version, but I've heard a lot of other people cover it.
Yeah, this was the original version. Big smash hit for her. Put her on the map. Put a little love in your heart. Jackie DeShannon, number four this week in 1969. Number three, this is Neil Diamond's second or third really big song, Sweet Caroline. Good times. Never seemed so good. You can crank it up for a second if you want, Kara. This is stuff people liked him for, happy, good time music. Stuff that sounded like it was, you know, just fun kind of story. That's all about drinking wine, by the way, in case you didn't know that. Number two, The Bones. Can't get away from this one. You see Mick up there and moving around. They always sounded like they were having fun. And they always looked like they were having fun. But on the stage, and I suppose if you make as much money as they have, having fun, why not have more fun, right?
Well, you know, apparently they're still sounding still like it. They have fun, and friends of mine just saw them last week and said that they were unbelievable. Couldn't believe Mick Jagger at 76 runs around the stage the whole time.
Heart operation,
right. They play 3 hours. It's all the good songs that everybody loves.
Oh, so. Play the hits. One of the things I like about them is they play the hits.
Yeah.
They know people want to hear the hits, and they got so many of them. And just as you said, they go on and on and on and on. All right, so that's number two. Number one, story sign, story from Zager and Evans. This was number one for 5 straight weeks. Imagine, it ought to be this should be re-released now. In the year 2525, if man is to survive, Zager and Evans, number one. This week, 1969. The guitar was great.
In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the bill you took today.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 8 hours after the standoff began in Philadelphia, the suspect involved in a shooting that left six Philadelphia police officers wounded was arrested. Reports are he surrendered after speaking on the phone with his lawyer last night. The incident began hours earlier when police tried to serve a warrant in a drug investigation. Thousands gathering at a baseball stadium in El Paso last night to remember the victims of the recent mass shootings at a Walmart there. Texas Governor Greg Abbott among those who spoke.
We may never fully understand the evil in this world or the hatred behind it, but here is what we do know. We know this evil will not overcome us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
The hour on the DJV program, Thursday the 15th of August. Imagine, Kara, we're already almost at Friday. We have sort of a celebration at the end of the week, Kara and I, acknowledging how quickly the time flies. Hopefully you're using your time well. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. A lot of us are looking at numbers, the business news, or maybe it goes deeper than that. We have stock market stories, from various countries in Europe, and we have the tariff problems with the Chinese and what that's doing. And I'm not sure the unintended consequences. You know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. I think a lot of people really support Mr. Trump in his efforts to sort of, level the playing field, much as anything else. The Chinese have been absconding with our money, and I mean, some of it is our choice, but we've given them license to do a lot of it. But, you know, people say it's enough. Time is up for all of these deals, the sweetheart deals the Chinese have had. So it's causing a hiccup. And then the reality of what's going on in Hong Kong, which is getting the Chinese ticked off at us. Yesterday or the day before, I think one of their warships stopped one of our ships from going into Hong Kong, and that makes people nervous. It makes the markets nervous. And so, you know, you hear me say frequently when we're talking about these sorts of things, when there's a hiccup, just leave your money alone. It'll straighten itself out. And it will straighten itself out. But under the circumstances, it just is, it's not... there's something uncomfortable in the air. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. And how we address that, how you deal with it, is, you know, going to determine whether we go into a slump, a serious slump, or not. Daisy just came up to say hi to me.
I can hear her. Hi, Daisy.
We're doing we're just behind the scenes. There's a documentary being shot here and at the farm down the road, at this farm and the big farm. They're doing a documentary, and so they're all over the place. And I think Daisy was trying to chase him around, and it was a distraction. So that's how she ended up here. All right, so anyway, why don't you tell that story while I'll take Daisy to a more secure place. But I think that you need to, I think we need to dig around in this a little bit, Victoria.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yesterday, unfortunately, was Wall Street's worst day of 2019. However, there was one bright spot, and that was Walmart. And Walmart actually has been doing really well. And so they said that early this morning they announced that sales at their stores increased 2.8% during its most recent quarter compared with the same time a year ago. So last summer they're basically up 2.8% from last August, which is really good news for them. Walmart also raised its guidance for the remainder of the year, signaling optimism about the strength of their business. And so naturally, because of all this great growth and news, their stock went up 6% during pre-market trading, and that helped stabilize some of the Dow futures, because the futures market is really looking unstable right now. It's kind of all over the place, and you know, with all the tariff stuff and China, and a lot of currency traders are really afraid that we're going to get into a currency war with China because they've been undervaluing their own yen. And the problem with that, it makes the dollar weaker compared to the yen. And so a lot of currency traders and experts have been saying, if we are going to get into a currency war with China, we're going to lose our asses. And so that's essentially one of the reasons why the stock market and the currency trading markets have just been fluctuating and have been all over the place. But good news for Walmart, though. They said, quote, our customers' economic health remains solid and our competitive position is strong. So people still
that?
Walmart.
Are there any other stores that are also, I don't know how many were in the report, but like our Target or any other stores like that also?
This was the big news. Well, Target I think is doing well. I don't know exactly the numbers on it, but Walmart is such a behemoth of a company.
Remember yesterday we were talking about how much the Walton family makes every minute, every hour, every day, every year. You know, it's like $700 million, I don't know, what is some crazy number.
Yeah.
Their net worth goes
but
up every day.
It's kind of amazing to me how I feel like we're in a world where people are looking for very, like, they want their stores and things to represent the things that they feel on the inside. So, like, I personally want a store like Target or H&M or these places that, like, recycle clothing, or yeah, they're just like very nice looking when you go inside. And to me, Walmart is, I haven't been to one in a while, and so maybe I'm biased, but every single one I've been in is kind of dumpy. Like, you know, nothing is super stylish. It's all like super generic. So I'm amazed that in this world that they've been able to do so well still.
Yeah. Actually, Target, to answer your question, Kara, I just did some quick Googling here. And so first quarter of this year, Target grew 4.8%. Which is over that same time last year.
For a brick and mortar store.
Absolutely. Yeah, Target is definitely doing well.
The problem with all of us, the problem that we face is the naysayers in the news media. The negativity brings out these things, and we tend to pay more attention because of the human condition to negative stuff versus positive stuff. We talk about that all the time in everything that we say and do on this program. We're always trying to focus on the bright side, the positive side, but yet there's always inveigling a story about some weird guy shoots up Philadelphia whatever the hell else is going on.
But like in the business sense, especially with retail,
but that stuff affects business. That the psychology of whether people even want to go out of the house to go to the store affects business. Yep. It does.
Yeah.
It certainly does. And vacations. Look at this story about this resort in the Dominican Republic. We've been talking in the last 2-3 months about the Dominican Republic and the cheap or bad alcohol or whatever the stuff is in tainted drinks down there and how many people have died. There's a whole resort. Woman was beaten unconscious there during the time when all this other stuff was going on, and it seemed to have gotten ignored. The incident got ignored because of the
trouble. That's the one
we talked about that in depth.
Yeah, that woman who like left her room and then just to go get a snack or something, and then within a few minutes was beaten to a pulp by apparently one of the people who works at the resort.
Well, that resort is closing because they can't get anybody to go there.
Well, as it should.
Because they never
figured out. Because it was an employee.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an employee who's on the loose. There's still, that guy is still out there. And unfortunately, this woman waited. This happened, I think, in January, but she didn't talk about it until May or June. And so, so all this time, who knows how many other people or women or whatever this guy's MO is. Yeah, I mean, the only reason he stopped beating her is because he thought she was dead. And she was locked in a broom closet for 8 hours. It's horrific. And then that's not even related to the alcohol stuff. And then the alcohol deaths started happening after that. So Dominican Republic tourism is obviously way, way down.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, the world continues to turn. Ohio State is in the news. I'm going to tell you why that is. This Nike thing I thought was interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Before we leave the business world, Nike, as most people know, number one sneaker retailer in the country. Now they are launching a subscription service for children called Nike Adventure Club, allowing parents to order shoes for their children's age from 2 to 10 on a quarterly, bi-monthly, or monthly. Who in the world thinks this way?
What do you mean?
I just think that, first of all, buying shoes online, especially for children, is very difficult because you don't know whether the stuff's going to fit or not. But why would you get into this? I mean, it's good business for them thinking about selling this way, but what parent would buy their children sneakers this way? I just don't.
I don't know what you're. I don't like. Makes perfect sense.
Well, but it's just the inculcation of a brand. You're beating, sort of this brand. This is smart for Nike, yes, because we make our decisions. You know, one of the reasons people like to advertise to younger demos is because many times research proves they haven't made up their mind what brand they want to stick with. By the time you're older, you've stayed with Buicks or Nikes or American Airlines, whatever the brand is.
Right.
So they hit you when you're younger. So this is good for business. I just find it annoying, frankly.
Well, but see, I actually, a friend of mine who has a four-year-old, we talked about this yesterday, and she said, she's like, oh my gosh, she said, I can't keep my kid in the same pair of sneakers more than 2 months
they're growing
because
fast.
They grow.
Yeah,
and so this actually gives you a $10 discount off of all of the shoes if you're a part of the club. So I think this is going to be wildly successful. This
I know one youngster who will not be participating in it, though.
guarantee.
Well, why would Megan not want to do that? Because I mean, I guess if you have time, if you're a busy parent and you're working full days, you don't really have time to be going to the sneaker store and going through all of that. Having a subscription service mailed to you makes total sense.
Well, one of the things that has stopped along the way, although it was part of how she grew up and part of how Miles is growing up, is the hand-me-down routine and the going to these places. The school has a swap shop where they use, you know, because kids go through the clothing as quickly as they do, instead of tossing the clothing when the kid outgrows it, they put it into the swap
That's
shop.
That's a good idea. I love
and
that.
And they trade shoes, they trade clothing, they trade everything.
That's great.
In there. And I think that's and there's so much waste in this country. I mean, that's kind of what stuck in my craw. It wasn't about Nike so much as the amount of waste. We are such a wasteful society, and this is a practical way of getting around and teaching kids maybe the value of a buck. Now, these Nike shoes are pretty damned expensive.
Yeah.
And I don't think you teach children the right lesson, especially when there are people that don't have clothing. I mean, stuff like that's not your fault that they don't, but let's give them some values. It's like food. Not my fault you don't have food, but I'd like to help you if you don't have food. It's like that. I think we need to be more practical with things like food and clothing. Where we are such a wasteful society. And I don't mean that to make us feel guilty. Just, hello, why not help other people?
Yep.
We're here to help.
Yep, that's true. And, you know, I really wish Adidas would do this because Adidas has started making all their sneakers from recycled plastic that's been recovered from the ocean.
Yeah.
And so I really wish that they would do that because that's really the next wave of fashion. And especially, and the fact that Adidas has made really high quality shoes that are all from ocean plastics. I don't like Nike shoes. They just don't work for me. So I've been an Adidas fan since I was a kid. So I would love to have something like that with Adidas, especially for kids who are growing so quickly and have like a recycling type of program.
See how I brought you around?
You did. I'm shocked. Right. I must be off my game.
Thank you. Ohio State submitting an application with a patent and trademark office to claim one of the most common words in our language for itself. Listen to this, the height of arrogance. An application for the word the, T-H-E, sent into the patent office last week on behalf of Ohio State University because they remind you that their real logo is the Ohio State University, and so they want to trademark the word V to keep it from being used by anybody else in any other circuit. Can you imagine the outrage?
That is ridiculous.
That damned, the arrogance that goes into thinking that way? Good God.
Aren't you going to Ohio State
soon?
Yeah,
I'm going to a ball game.
You should
there
boycott.
November 9th.
You should wear a big shirt that says the on it, just to fight them.
Well, maybe I will. That's not a bad idea. Maybe we'll get some t-shirts made up. That's a good idea, Kara. Thank you. Here's another good idea, cleaning your teeth or whitening your teeth, brushing your teeth to get the stuff, the food out of your teeth and to make things work, probably protect your gums. That's one thing. Having your teeth white and bright is another. Sometimes they go hand in hand. Some people use what they call tooth brightening, toothpaste that's brightening. Not good, though. Not good for you because it has the little pearls, those plastic things that etch away. They eat away. They etch the enamel, get rid of the stains, but they also leave your teeth vulnerable to tooth decay. You don't want to do that. You want to do the important, the intelligent thing. With power swabs, you can have white teeth in 5 minutes, two shades whiter. Just keep using it, and your teeth get whiter and whiter and whiter. The invitation is for you to call 800-208-1797. Get this all-natural product that will cleanse your teeth and keep them strong for a longer period of time. All-natural power swabs, 50% off. Use the DJV code when you call to order 800-208-1797.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No, something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Wizard of Oz. So being as contemporary as we can possibly be, here we are in the DJV program celebrating something from The Wizard of Oz. According to our own wizard, the wizard of DJV is Chuck Curry, our movie music, good Doug, movie moments man. But this is movie music. So that's Dorothy singing The Wizard of Oz. What do we have that follows that?
Believe it or not, Doug, today, August 15th, 1939, Wizard of Oz premiered at the Grumman Chinese Theater in Hollywood. This is a timeless movie. You know, it's interesting. I did a screening of Jaws on Sunday night in East Stroudsburg, where I live, and I brought one of my young employees, and I think she's like 20 years old. And after the film, she said, I really liked it, but it was interesting seeing an old movie. And I said to her, I don't see it. I don't see Jaws or I don't see Wizard of Oz as an old film. I see it as a timeless film. And Wizard of Oz, I've done many screenings of this
one. Yeah, but you see, that's how you see it. Younger people don't see things that way anymore. They really don't. Everything is age-related, unfortunately.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, I saw Jaws as a great movie, and I see The Wizard of Oz as one of the best movies ever made, just as equal. Great achievement movie. History. And, you know, I pointed this out on the program before. What's interesting about this is in 1939, Wizard of Oz came out, directed by a guy named Victor Fleming. The same year, Gone with the Wind came out, directed by Victor Fleming. So this guy directed The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind, both came out in the same year. That's an amazing accomplishment.
Sure is. I see that Emilia Clarke is going to be in a movie called Last Christmas. What do you know about that? She was from Game of Thrones.
The trailer hit the internet last night, directed by Paul Feig, who did The Bridesmaids and the female Ghostbusters movie. I like what I saw it, but it looks like a good
Christmas
movie.
What's it about?
It's sort of a boy meets girl Christmas time. She plays a very quirky character in the film. Watch a trailer for yourself.
Isn't she the blonde that was in charge? Is that more or less? Isn't that who Emilia Clarke is? Which character did she play?
Yes, she was
in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What color is her hair now?
Brown.
Blonde in this movie. No, in this movie,
blonde,
her hair is blonde.
But yeah, she's naturally a brunette.
Right.
Yeah.
So is that a good way for somebody to start a career? She's fairly young. Does she have a solid career because of the success of Game of Thrones?
It helps. She was in the last Terminator film, not the new one coming out, but there was a Terminator movie a couple years ago called Terminator Genisys. She played, I think she played Sarah Connor in the movie. She has appeal. Listen, it all depends on if the casting directors want to hire you. But, you know, when you launch off a show like Game of Thrones, you're going to get some breaks, and let's see if a career capitalizes.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Where are the women who are, I mean, we see some of these women. I forget the name of the characters played by, what's her face? Isn't that awful? It just went out of my mind. The Strawberry Blonde, who's in some of the super movies now, more and more of them. She plays a super woman.
Brie Larson?
No, I like
Jessica Chastain?
Scarlett Johansson?
Scarlett Johansson. So, is there need for a couple of these series to be focused on women? And what about bringing back, with that Superman, why not bring back Superwoman?
They are. Supergirl. They actually are going to bring her back to the screen. Listen, I don't buy into the argument where, like, you see some backlash against female superheroes by the male genre. I don't see. I love Captain Marvel. I thought Brie Larson.
Yeah, I thought
I love Wonder Woman with Gal Gadot. I want to see more of this stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah, right. So I'm on the right path. All right. What other movie news have you got?
I didn't get to this yesterday because I wasn't on, but Disney reportedly contemplating doing a sequel to its live-action Aladdin film. That film's done over $1 billion worldwide. Who would win the most? Probably Will Smith, who would get an enormous paycheck for the sequel. And one bit of TV news, NBC reportedly prepping St. Elmo's Fire TV show. The movie was 1985. It was a Brat Pack movie featuring Emilio Estevez, Demi Moore, Andrew McCarthy, Rob Lowe, among many others. I like that movie actually a lot. It was directed by Joel Schumacher. I think it would work well as a TV show, and actually could be NBC's new interpretation of something like Friends. I think that would work on the small screen, if you remember. I really do.
Well, we'll believe it, Chucker, because you're the man of authority here. Movie Moments. Time is 59 past the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.